The common advice that's given to people getting married is never expect your partner to change after you get married. Whatever you marry is what the girl or the man is going to be forever. Regardless of any promises, understandings, developments, modernizing, psychology, therapy, forget about it. She or he is that, and that's what you're marrying, and don't have the fantasy belief that you can make it better. What do I think of that? Well, there's two different issues here. Can your partner change if they want to? And I think certainly whatever issues are volitional, even those which are automatized and subconscious and hard to find, can be changed if the person wants to. We're not deterministic puppets. We're not necessarily what we were at the time we got married. Just on the simplest level, she wants to She's many, many years had a 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. sleep schedule. Her work is key to that, her job, she likes it, and you get married, and yes, I understand that, but I'm sure that she'll like the time with me so much that she's willing to change her job and her schedule and so on. She might not be. She might choose to be, but she might not choose to be. You cannot know in advance, so it's possible. The same is true for deeper psychological issues. She may have all kind of problems, anxiety and fear or whatever, which are curable, but only after years of therapy. She or he. And I would say, you know, they can be cured. But now we get to the question, they can, but will they? And that's where I agree completely with the standard advice. He or she can do it, but you cannot expect that they will. You can't marry with the idea, I don't want this person, but I'll fix it after we get married. Unless what you're talking about is so minuscule that you can be 99% sure. But if it's the kind of thing that would be what you call a deal breaker, she wants children and you don't, and you agree, you get married, and in your mind is, I'll get her to change her mind, she'll be so happy with me, etc. You are in a bad way when you think, oh yes, she's going to come around to your view. If something matters to you and would significantly affect your desire to get married, if it wasn't changed, don't get married. The fact that you want to change doesn't mean she wants to, and she may have in her mind that she wants you to change but doesn't want to talk about it because you're not close enough yet. Even down to, you have to decide what really bothers you. Suppose she flirts a lot. She thinks that's completely innocent. And maybe it is completely innocent. She just, you know, likes to look at guys and see if she gets a response, and that's it. She's still loyal to you. But that bothers you. You're not 100% sure why she does it, and she can't explain it. But it starts to eat at you. Do not say to yourself, well, I know once she gets married, she'll be happy with me, and she won't do it. She might not, but you'll be very sorry if you think that's going to happen, or if you think her attitude to cooking or cleaning or anything else is involved. She might change for the good. He might change for the good. He might change for the bad. All you can do is say, I'm not omniscient, but of all the things that matter to me, this person has it. But you have to take into account the possibility that something will happen. But again, you can only go by the evidence. Evidence right now.